You're listening to New Technia. Two silicon quantum experiments tackle the wiring and error problems blocking scale. Two nature studies address separate engineering barriers in silicon quantum computing. One brings digital control electronics closer to an 18-qubit processor, while the other moves electron spins to perform demanding error checks. The advances are credible steps towards scale, but neither system is fault-tolerant or ready for useful computing. Adding more qubits is not enough to build a useful quantum computer. Researchers must also control them without filling a refrigerator with cables, and detect errors without destroying the information they are trying to protect. Two nature studies now demonstrate credible, complementary approaches to those engineering problems. The 30-second summary. What happened? One team integrated digital control electronics with a silicon processor supporting up to 18 spin qubits. Another moved electron spins around a chip to perform a 5-qubit error-checking operation. Why does it matter? Large quantum machines need compact control systems and repeated collective error measurements, not simply higher qubit counts. What is the catch? Both demonstrations remain small laboratory prototypes, and neither produced a fault-tolerant logical qubit capable of running useful algorithms reliably. Key fact: the studies target two different bottlenecks, delivering many precise control signals into an ultra-cold processor, and moving quantum information so several qubits can be checked together. Why qubit count is only part of the problem? A quantum bit, or qubit, stores information in a state that has no direct equivalent in an ordinary computer. In silicon spin qubit devices, that information is encoded in the quantum state of an electron's spin. Silicon is attractive because the semiconductor industry already knows how to manufacture extremely small, repeatable structures. The difficulty is that quantum processors operate close to absolute zero, while much of today's control equipment remains outside the refrigerator and sends carefully shaped signals through a growing number of cables. That arrangement becomes increasingly difficult to manage. More wiring introduces heat, interference, and calibration problems, while fragile quantum states accumulate errors that must be measured repeatedly. How one team reduced the control burden. Researchers led by HRL Laboratories built a digitally controlled silicon quantum processing unit. They placed custom electronics at about 4 Kelvin inside the cooling system, then connected them through a superconducting ribbon cable to the colder quantum chip. The processor contains 54 quantum dots that can be configured as up to 18 exchange-only spin qubits. The team reported an average single-qubit error of 0.017% and an average controlled knot error of 0.35%, while also demonstrating small error detection and repetition code experiments. The important result is not simply the number 18. It is the attempt to treat the controller and the quantum processor as one engineered system, with digital instructions converted into many precisely timed analog signals close to the chip. How another team moved quantum information. A team at CHU Tech and Delft University of Technology addressed a different problem. Instead of requiring each electron to remain beside every qubit it may need to interact with, the researchers shuttled electron spins along a channel between several locations. Using an effective 5-qubit processor, they created an entangled state and performed a wait-for parity check. In practical terms, one qubit checked a shared relationship among four data qubits, a building block used in surface code error correction. Moving quantum information could reduce the need for every qubit to maintain permanent connections with many neighbors. The approach is useful only if the electron preserves its delicate state while traveling repeatedly over longer paths. Why the two results matter together. The studies do not solve the same problem, but they fit into the same larger system. One reduces the wiring and control burden. The other offers a more flexible way to bring quantum states together for collective error checks. Nuke Naya's reading is that these results matter more as engineering evidence than as records. Quantum computing has had many demonstrations of high-quality individual qubits. The harder question is whether control, movement, calibration, and error correction can all work together as the machine. Crows. Before we overstate the result, the larger processor supported at most 18 qubits, while the shuttling experiment used an effective 5-qubit system. Neither study produced a fault-tolerant logical qubit capable of running long, useful algorithms reliably. Some error detection results relied on rejecting failed runs, which is not the same as continuously correcting errors during computation. Scaling will require lower power use, more uniform devices, automated calibration, and more reliable multi-qubit operations. What happens next? The next challenge is integration. Researchers must combine larger arrays, cold control electronics, repeated error checks, and logical operations whose reliability improves as the code grows. They must also show that electron shuttling remains dependable across longer distances and larger chips. These papers do not make a practical quantum computer imminent, but they do move the field toward the less glamorous engineering work that such a machine will actually require. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.